Good morning, and welcome to the Kanawha City Church of Christ. We thank you for joining us this morning for worship. And if you've been following us, we've been talking about how to set rhythms, how to establish rhythms, which means how we are keeping focus in a world of distractions. And so we've talked about the idea of being still before God and how to listen to God and how to pray to God. And Stephen went into that last week with that breath prayer. And I pray and hope that you were able to find those 6 or 8 words that you're able to say to God whenever you don't know what to pray. But today we're going to be talking about this idea of singing as worship. We oftentimes get caught up in worship is singing. But that's not the case. Singing is a mode of worship. And so today I hope that we are able to just give our all, give our praise and hope and song to God. And in Psalm 95, verse 1, it says this. It says, "Come, let us sing to the Lord." That's what we're going to do today, church. We're going to come together and we're going to sing to God. Now, you might be saying, "We're not together, Jacob." That's okay. God's going to accept our worship to Him because He truly deserves it. And so don't let the preference of, "I don't have a good singing voice," get in your way. And don't get in the preference of, "I don't like this song," get in your way. Truly worship God. You're going to be hearing testimonies from our singers today during worship. And what I mean by that is, I asked the 4 guys, myself included, that are leading our worship, "What's a favorite song of yours?" I just started it at that. What is one of your favorite songs that we sing in worship? And then I asked why. Why is that? And why is that important, church? Well, here's the thing. You pick your favorite song, and you have those preferences in your mind of, "This is my true worship. This is the song that I truly feel connected to God." If you pick a song for that for yourself and apply that feeling of worship to songs that you don't prefer, you're going to be able to truly worship God. And that's going to get those distractions out of your mind. So here in a minute, we're going to sing my preferred song, my song that I always go to whenever I hear songs that I don't necessarily enjoy. But I still worship God. So my song is "How Great Thou Art." And the reason that I chose "How Great Thou Art" is because that is both of my grandmother's favorite song. And so I am overwhelmed by these memories that come to mind whenever I hear the song from my grandmother's. And so that allows me to go into this full mode of worship. This idea that I am here to worship you, God. And so when I do hear those songs, or when I do sing those songs that I don't necessarily prefer, I am able to go into my "How Great Thou Art" preference song and take those emotions and apply it to every song. And so I challenge you to pick a song in your heart that's always on your heart, that you always worship God, and apply it to all other songs, because that is the time that you're going to develop this rhythm to truly worship God. We're going to pray together real fast, and then we're going to get into this singing time together. So God, just be with us today as we sing praises to you. Accept our praise and our worship as true and holy and only to you, God. Allow our voices to be heard. Allow our hearts to be sung as only you deserve. God, we thank you for the gift of song. We thank you for the gift of music. But we thank you for listening to us as we truly worship you. It's in your precious and holy name that we pray these things. And amen.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
I chose was Lord Be There For Me, and I chose this song because it's, to me, it's the moment before we face all of our, you know, struggles, or even as we're going through the struggles and tribulations in our life, and we pray and we reach out and ask, Lord, be there for me when I call. Be there for me. He will be there for us, but we have to call to him. So today I chose, Lord, be there for me, because our Lord is great and our Lord is with us.
Lord, be there for me when I fall. Be there for me when I call. Be there for me, dear Lord. Lord, you know me.
Church, this is Carson Henley. What a crummy week it has been. It's currently raining. I don't know why I'm outside, but just to make an allegory that this time that we were having during this COVID-19 scare, we truly are having a crummy time. And yet we are one family, we are one body, and so let's go celebrate that at the table. So the week has been a little crummy. It's been raining. Some of us are still stuck at home. We're all trying to stay safe. And yet we are here gathered together at our own table with our own Bible, reading and hopefully enjoying the presence of God together but separately. I want to start by reading Psalm 103. This has been a passage that is... It has a lot of meat, so I'm going to read verse 1 through 12. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. What a humbling part of scripture to let us know that God is around the corner whenever we want him to be. And it's not by our own doing. It's by his doing. It's by Christ's love for us coming down as a man and going onto the cross and dying for us. During communion time, we're going to have the song, Create in Me, A Clean Heart, O God. I guess I'm kind of now singing it in my head, so I can't stop saying it. But the idea of creating me a clean heart, it just keeps coming through me as I'm reading this scripture. I think it's just amazing to have this encouragement, especially the part that he heals all diseases. In this time that some of us are suffering, and it's not just suffering of COVID-19, it's suffering of the emotional impact of being, some of us are alone, some of us are apart, and yet I want to make sure each and every one of you know that we are praying for you, we are one, we will get through this, and I can't wait to see y'all with or without masks, but I can't wait to see y'all. So if y'all don't mind bowing your heads and let's pray for the bread. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the love you've given us that we do not deserve. Thank you for those iniquities you have erased. Elsewhere in the Bible, you say you have forgotten them. You have forgotten that we ever committed them, and that is a beautiful thing. We are so gracious for that love and so gracious for that mercy. Thank you for that love. Thank you for that compassion. Please surround our hearts in that love and compassion during this difficult time. We love you, Lord. And thank you for this bread. Thank you for this body. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Create in me a clean heart, O God. Let me be like you in all my ways. Give me your strength. Teach me your song. Shelter me in the shadow of your wings. For we are your righteousness. If we die to ourselves and live through your death, then we shall be born again to be blessed in your love.
So moving on with this talk, what I love about rain is the sound. I'm actually recording this on a Thursday, so it can be put up on Sunday. And throughout the day, every single patient I had kept saying, I'm very sleepy because it's raining. And I too had to admit, yeah, I'm a little sleepy myself, just looking outside, looking at the clouds. It's not as bright as it normally is because the sun is covered. We're not getting as much vitamin D, so it tends to be gloomy when it rains. However, what the rain brings, as I look at, I'm keep looking outside, so outside's that way, just so y'all know, I'm not trying to look away from y'all. But what rain brings is beautiful. It brings flowers, it brings rivers and streams, it quenches the drought, it quenches our souls. I think one of my favorite instances of the power of water is when Moses hit against the rock and then a stream comes rushing out. They were on the verge of dehydration, and yet God provided water from a rock, which is quite amazing. So water, as it falls from the sky, can be somewhat gloomy. It is eventually we are going to come out of this, and it will eventually be a brighter day, be a more beautiful day. And hopefully, as of now, we're knock on wood, the forecast for Sunday is a beautiful day. So hopefully this morning greets you with a beautiful day, and let's forget this past week and let's move forward. We are here to also pray for the cup, pray for the juice of Jesus's blood that he shed on the cross, that not only he bled for you and me, but everyone on earth, not just those that have committed their lives to him or been baptized, but everyone on earth he shed their blood for. And so I want to pray for that cup, if you don't mind bowing with me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you again for your grace. Please surround us with that blood, and please remind us that your blood forgives our sins, and without that forgiveness, there's not much hope we could have in this world. We thank you for that compassion. Be with those that are sick. Be with those that need more than just a hug, but really just need your love, Lord. Please feed those that are hungry. Please give water to those that are thirsty. And let us be the hands of Christ. Let us be the feet of Christ. Let us be the ones that are your voice here on earth. Thank you again, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Create in me a clean heart, O God. Let me be like you in all my ways. Give me your strength. Teach me your song. Shelter me in the shadow of your wings. For we are your righteousness. If we die to ourselves and live through your death, then we shall be born again.
begin to be blessed in your love. Then we shall be born again to be blessed in your love. If the skies above you are gray, you are feeling so blue. If your cares and burdens seem great all the whole day through, there's a silver light that shines in the heavenly land. Look by faith and see it, my friend. Trust in His promises grand. Sing and you'll be happy. Be happy. Press along the goal. To the goal. Trust in Him who leads you. He is will keep your soul. Let the wanderer will be faithful. Look to Jesus and Him and pray. Lift your voice and praise Him in song. Sing and be happy today. Sin with sorrow and pain. There are others living in sin, blessed with earthly gain. Take new courage, we cannot tell what the morrow may bring. When the dark clouds vanish away, then your heart truly can sing. Sing and be happy.
Be happy.
Press along to the goal.
To the goal.
Trust in
song.
Sing and be happy today. Oft we fail to see the rainbow up in heaven's fair sky. When it seems the fortunes of earth frown and pass us by, there are things we know that are worth more than silver and gold. If we hope and trust in each day, we shall have pleasure untold.
I chose the song, It Is Well With My Soul, not only because it's a beautiful song, but it's also a great and powerful reminder of our perspective that we should have. You know, in a world that is full of sadness and stress and grief, it's just a great reminder that everything can be okay with us because we trust in God. And so that is why I selected this song.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well.
It is well.
It is well
with my soul.
With my soul.
It is well.
It is well with my soul.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, seeming to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, from the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me, when nothing else could help. Love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me, when nothing else could help. Love lifted me. All my heart to him I give, ever to him I'll cling. In his blessed presence live, ever his praises sing. Love so mighty and so true, merits my soul's best songs. Faithful, loving service to him belongs. Love lifted me, love lifted me, when nothing else could help. Love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me, when nothing else could help. Love lifted me. Souls in danger, look above, Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea, billows his will obey. He your savior wants to be saved today. Love lifted me, love lifted me, when nothing else could help. Love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me, when nothing else could help. Love lifted me.
This week we are picking our favorite songs. And my favorite song currently is Listen to Our Hearts. I think I've led it once or twice in church, and it was so good to sing it with the guys. The actual song means more than the words, because the words themselves say, don't listen to our words, don't listen to our actions, listen to our hearts, because our words are not adequate enough to really show the depth and the love that we intend to show to our God. And our God surely shows that love back. We've been so happy to sing these songs for you guys. It truly has been a pleasure. We've grown together, and I hope this has helped grow in our church during these crazy times. So this is Listen to Our Hearts.
How do you explain? How do you describe a love that goes from east to west and runs as deep as it is wide? You know all our hopes, Lord, you know all our fears, and words cannot express the love we feel, but we long for you to hear. So listen to our to tell you of our love, so listen to our hearts. If words could fall like rain from these lips of mine, and if I had a thousand years, Lord, I would still run out of time.
if you listen to our heart, every beat will say, thank you for the life, thank you for the truth, thank you for the way. So listen to our heart,
oh Lord, please listen,
hear our spirit sing,
and hear us sing,
the song of praise,
a simple song of praise,
from those you have redeemed,
from those you have redeemed.
We will use the words we know to tell you what an awesome God you are. But words are not enough to tell you of our love, so listen to our hearts.
Good morning and welcome again to our services here with the Kanawha City Church of Christ. We really appreciate you joining us for this time of praise and worship together. Before we get into our sermon this morning, I do want to make an announcement that coming up on June 7th, we are going to resume our in-person worship on Sunday mornings. And if you feel up to it, feel comfortable with that, we invite you to join us for that. But if you're not quite ready for that, and you're not quite ready for some of the changes that are going to have to take place so that we can maintain that social distancing, we do want to encourage you to continue to follow us here on the internet and on our online services, because we're going to continue to make those available to you. This morning, we are continuing our series as we look at this idea that we're calling rhythms, keeping focus in a world of distractions. So far, we've looked at how we can develop and maintain rhythms in our life that draw us closer to God, that help to bring us from looking like ourselves to looking more and more like the God who created us, looking more and more like Jesus as he walked here on this earth. We are looking to become more and more like God. And so we have looked at how we can establish rhythms by being still before God, by spending time in Scripture and listening to God, by spending time in prayer with God. And we talked last week a little bit about developing that breath prayer is kind of a springboard into other types of prayer. This week, we're going to continue with our series and talk about how we might be able to create and maintain rhythms of drawing us closer to God through our singing. This morning, we've been spending a little bit more time in song, and I really appreciate how all the guys have taken turns talking about some of their favorite songs and why they mean so much to them. Singing is something that really draws upon our emotions and brings back fond memories to us. And so singing oftentimes is a way that many of us feel like we're drawing closer to God, and it is. It's a great way for us to experience God. It's a great way for us to grow closer to God, and it's especially a great way for us to respond to God. I want to think a little bit this morning about this question. Why do we sing? You know, in just about any worship service, no matter what type of church you might go to, you're going to find music to play a role in it. You're going to find singing to play a role in it. Why do we sing? Why is that a part of our services? You see, oftentimes we talk about this idea of worship, and we feel like that might be synonymous with singing. I want us to understand that singing is worship, but worship isn't always singing. Worship is bigger than that. Worship entails many other things besides just singing, but singing is a part of our worship. But this morning, we're going to focus on singing as worship and singing as a rhythm that draws us closer to God and helps us to experience God and respond to God. But back to our question, why do we sing? You know, I think the easy answer to that might be that we're told to sing in the Bible, but that's not really the answer that I want to go with. Why do we sing? You see, yeah, we're told to sing, but in some ways, I think singing becomes somewhat of a natural response for us. And maybe an answer that I like for this is to look at a song. A song that we've sang many times before. It's a little bit of an older song. It was written back in the early 1900s. It's called His Eye is on the Sparrow. And in the chorus of that song, we sing, I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For His eye is on the sparrow, and I know that He watches me. I sing because I'm happy. and I sing because I'm free. You know, I think that's a kind of a tremendous answer to why we sing. We sing because we're happy. We sing because we're blessed by God. We sing because we've been set free. We've been set free from the anxieties and the things of this world, but we've also been set free from our slavery to sin. God has set us free. He's given us salvation through his Son. And so we sing because we're happy. We sing because we're free. We sing as a way of encouraging others and a way of encouraging ourselves. We sing to build one another up. And so that's why so often when we come together in our more corporate worship services, we spend so much time in song because it's a way of encouraging one another. Song just has a way of lifting our hearts. You see, we sing as a way of connecting ourselves and reminding ourselves of the hope that we have in God and that hope that we share with our fellow Christians. In James chapter 5 and verse 13, this is the Lord's half-brother writing this. He says, "Is anyone happy? Then let them sing songs of praise." You see, what James recognized was that it's just a natural response in our happiness. If you're happy, then sing. We sing because we're happy. In Exodus chapter 15, verses 1 and 2, Moses has just led the Israelites out of Egypt. They've crossed the sea, and the sea has come down and drowned the Egyptian army. And Moses leads the Israelites in song. Moses sings, "I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. Both horse and driver he has hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him." Moses says that he sings because of the salvation that he has found in God. The Lord has become his strength, the Lord has become his defense, and the Lord has become his salvation. In Psalm 100, many of the songs that we sing in our worship assemblies are songs that we have come to based on the Psalms that have been written. And in Psalm 100, this is written, and we sing this oftentimes. The psalmist says, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture." He goes on to say, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." You see, what the psalmist tells us is to shout for joy. He says to enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise and give thanks to him and praise his name. Why? Because he's good. Because God is good. Because his love endures forever. He says previous to that, he says, because he has made us, because we are his, because we are his people, because we are the sheep of his pasture. And as the sheep of his pasture, we experience that hope and that salvation and that protection. So we sing to connect ourselves and to remind ourselves of the hope that we have in God. Sometimes we do that even in times when maybe it's difficult to be happy. But yet even in those times, we need reminded that the circumstances around us don't define us. It's our God and the salvation that we have in him, the hope that we have in him that define us. And so we sing even in those instances because we are happy and we are safe, we are saved, we are free in God. You see, I'm reminded of passages like 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 21. This is an interesting passage because it says, "After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness as they went out as at the head of the army, saying, 'Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever.'" As God's people are going into battle and they're going out to war, Jehoshaphat appoints men to lead the army into battle and lead them in this time of certain anxiety and fear, to lead them by singing praises to God. In Mark chapter 14 and verse 26, Jesus has just finished establishing or instituting the Lord's Supper. He has talked to his disciples about what the coming hours will bring. They know what's coming next. And it says, when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Even in that time, they spent time in song. Jesus spent time in song as a way of praising God and connecting himself to the will of God and the hope that he had in his Father. In Acts chapter 16 and verse 25, we find Paul and Silas in prison. Surely a time when they don't feel free, at least not physically, but they realize that even then, spiritually speaking, they're not slaves to this world. They're not slaves to sin, but rather they are free in Christ. And so it says, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. They spent time in prayer connecting to the hope that they had in God. And the thing that I like about these three passages, the army singing before they go into war, Jesus and his disciples singing before the night of Jesus' crucifixion, and Paul and Silas singing that night in prison, is that they realized that this was something that allowed for them to experience God and grow closer to God and respond to God. And in essence, what they were doing is, in a time when it could have been very distracting, when it could have been very difficult for them to keep their focus on God because of the pressures of the world around them, they created that rhythm. And they maintained that rhythm to sing to God so that they could drown out the distractions of this world and keep their focus on growing closer to God and looking more and more like the God who created them, the God who has saved them, the God who has made them free, the God who gives them their true joy and happiness. So we sing to connect to the hope that we have in God. We sing to because we're happy. We sing because we're free. We sing to create a rhythm to help us in difficult times to keep our focus on God. I think we also sing to help connect ourselves with the Spirit of God and to connect ourselves with other Christians. These are two passages that we really like, and we talk a lot about. Ephesians 5, verses 18 through 20, Paul writes, "Instead, be filled with the Spirit, sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus." Paul is writing to the Ephesian church here, and he tells them to be filled with the Spirit. And when they're filled with the Spirit, the natural response is to sing and make music from their heart to the Lord. You see, when we experience the Spirit of God, when we connect with the Spirit of God, which as Christians we know we have the Spirit of God living in us, the Spirit brings that song to us. And so we sing and make music from our heart as we're filled with the Spirit and experience that Spirit. Colossians chapter 3, verses 15 through 16, Paul wrote, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your heart." So what Paul's talking about here, he's talking about singing to God with gratitude. He's talking about the songs from the Spirit and how the Spirit brings about that song. But he's also talking about how we sing and blend our voices with other Christians. And in doing so, we encourage, we admonish, we teach. And together, we realize that we are one body called to peace, and that brings great thankfulness to our lives and great peace to our lives. You see, when we sing, we connect to the Spirit of God, and we blend our voices with other Christians, and we find that unity, we experience that unity with other Christians. Now, there's one more point that I want to make, and this is kind of a new point to me, something that I heard another preacher point out recently, and I'd never noticed this verse before. But just as much as when we sing, we blend our voices with other Christians, when we sing, we also experience something else. We look at this Old Testament passage, Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 14 through 20. I don't preach much from Zephaniah. It's not a book we go to often. But I want to look at this passage. Zephaniah chapter 3, picking up verse 14. He writes, "Sing, daughter Zion, shout aloud, Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away your punishment. He has turned back your enemy. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you. Never again will you fear any harm. On that day they will say to Jerusalem, 'Do not fear Zion. Do not let your hands hang limp. The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing. I will remove from you all who mourn over the loss of your appointed festivals, which is a burden and reproach for you. At that time, I will deal with all who oppressed you. I will rescue the lame. I will gather the exiles. I will give them praise and honor in every land where they have suffered shame. At that time, I will gather you. At that time, I will bring you home. I will give you honor and praise among all the peoples of the earth when I restore your fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord. So God is speaking here through his prophet Zephaniah. And I want us to recognize what it is that God says. He's talking about the remnant who have remained faithful to him. And when he sees that they have held on to that salvation, that they have held on to that hope and they have remained faithful, in verse 17, he says, "The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love," now I want you to hear this, "in his love he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing." You see, I've always thought about us singing. I've always thought about how we as a church to come together and sing. But what I've never thought about is God singing. And it's amazing to me to think that just as much as when I think about the fact that I'm happy and I'm free and I cling to that hope, it brings about a song in our hearts and our song in our souls, and we sing out because we are happy and free, because we experience that hope and that salvation. When God realizes that we are clinging to that hope and we are clinging to that salvation and we're trusting in him, God rejoices and sings over us. And so when I'm experiencing that salvation and I'm in song over my salvation, God at the same time is in song over my salvation. And what is amazing to me is as much as it encourages me to think about when we come together and we sing together, we blend our voices with one another, we blend our voices with fellow Christians, at the same time, we're blending our voices with God as God sings and rejoices over us. And so I think about the important role that singing plays in our Christian walk and how important it is that we develop, we create, and we maintain this rhythm of being in song and singing and praising God so that we can connect to the God who's singing over us. And in doing so, we're responding to God, but we're also experiencing God and we're growing closer to God. And our heart is being brought in tune with the heart of God. It's a beautiful thought. You know, I love to sing. I don't particularly think that I sing very good or very well. But you know, I don't know that God cares. I don't know that God thinks so much like we do about how it sounds. I don't think that God so much listens to our voices as much as the song that we sang earlier, God listens to our hearts. And so I love to sing because I love to allow for my heart to be heard by God. And I love the assurance that I know that God is listening to my heart. You know, as each one of the worship leaders were asked to pick their favorite song, Jacob also asked me to pick my favorite song. And I've got so many. I mean, it would be very difficult for me to tell you what my favorite song is. But right now, a song that means a lot to me and the song I asked them to sing that we're going to sing here in just a moment is this. It's Blessed Be Your Name. And what I love about this song is how it talks about praising God in the good times and in the bad. When the sun's shining down on me and when everything is dark around us, he talks about you give and you take away. But my heart will choose to say, blessed be the name. But there's one verse in particular that I want us to notice because it goes along so well with what we're talking about. We sing, every blessing you pour out, I turn back to praise. Every blessing that God pours out on us, we should be turning back to praise. That's how we create that rhythm. And so that's what I want to encourage you to do this week. Every time you notice a blessing from God, and blessings are going to look very different, and we have to really open our eyes to see these blessings, because sometimes they're not always obvious to us. Sometimes we don't even think they're blessings at first, but eventually we realize that it is a blessing from God. But what I want to encourage each one of us to do this week is every time we notice a blessing from God, let's turn it back to praise. In his blessings, we experience God, and we grow closer to God. And when we turn it back to praise, we respond to God. And so let's move on in our service as we sing, Blessed Be Your Name.
Blessed be your name, a land that is plentiful, where streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on a road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. You give and take away.
Glorious name, blessed be the name.